This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You got it. All right, you want to go? You got it. All right, you want to go?
Waging war on corruption. Well, you know who's not on the no-fly list? The U.S. Air Force under Biden's been preparing to do 50-foot flyovers to scare crowds during starvation in upcoming future lockdowns. They even had them fired up and ready on the tarmac a few months ago in Swallowswell's jurisdiction, where he wants to use nuclear weapons on American gun owners. Here it is.
The fact that you're tuned into this transmission means you're awake. It means you're informed. It means you're involved and you want to save yourself and your family. My friends, we're all in this together, but I can tell you this right now. Get in a survivalist mindset while you still can and get firearms to protect yourself, water filtration, friends and family you can trust, and storable foods while you still can. We've got the best company ready to ship to you within 24 hours at InfoWarsStore.com and the lowest price, not just on my Patriot, but 10% lower exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. If you can't find the subsection as a food, just go to PrepareWithAlex.com. It's a subdirectory of InfoWarsStore.com. Whatever you do, get ready now because the globals want you dependent on them. It's time to become independent and your purchase funds the InfoWar. Get ready now, Patriots.
California is absolutely descending into madness. According to a report from the Los Angeles Times, a California Air National Guard F-15C Strike Eagle was put on alert for a curious domestic mission last March, causing pilots to be concerned that they would be ordered to buzz over U.S. citizens. According to the report, California National Guard members awaited orders from the Sacramento headquarters to make preparations for any civil unrest that might arise from the outbreak of the coronavirus. But then came an unusual order. The Air Branch of the Guard was told to place an F-15C fighter jet on an alert status for a possible domestic mission, according to four Guard sources with direct knowledge of the matter. Those sources said the order didn't spell out the mission, but given the aircraft's limitations, they understood it to mean the plane could be deployed to terrify and disperse protesters by flying low over them at window-rattling speeds with its afterburner streaming columns of flames. Fighter jets have been used occasionally in that manner in combat zones in Iraq and Afghanistan, they said. The jet was fueled and ready to go at a moment's notice with the possibility of also intimidating George Floyd protesters and those disputing the November 3rd presidential election. The sources said the directives from Guard headquarters made their way down orally or in text messages rather than in formal written orders, which was unusual and heightened their concerns that the jet would be used inappropriately. Major General David Baldwin, who leads the California Guard, did not respond directly to interview requests from the Los Angeles Times, but a spokesman for Baldwin, Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Sharoma, denied that the F-15C was placed on an alert status for a potential response to civil disturbances. Sharoma claimed that no F-15s were contemplated, but then released a list of aircraft that he said were postured to support any potential civil unrest missions leading up to the election. It included two planes, a C-130J and an HC-130J. But the LA Times investigated other internal Guard documents that revealed that the jet had been placed on an alert status for an election week mission and that officers had discussed in March 2020, as well as during the summer, about using the F-15C for domestic purposes, including to intimidate civilians. The week before the presidential election, a lieutenant colonel also sent messages to Guard members who maintain the F-15C, advising them that it must be ready to take off within 2 hours' time, beginning the day before the election. That meant a pilot and a launch crew had to be available to reach the Fresno base within 90 minutes of receiving an order to deploy the jet, according to sources. The message message also said something about aircraft availability for a domestic mission, which would be at a premium next week with the election, saying that they may have to work over the weekend for the potential mission. And sources said that the aircraft in question was indeed the F-15C. This is no longer a drill. This is a harbinger of totalitarianism growing amongst the ranks with the American people in its sights. John Bound reporting.
Last week, I had a caller to my radio/TV transmission, and he said to me, he said, Alex, there's all these facts and all these numbers and vaccines being recalled and people dying from it and people getting sick. How do I reach out to my friends and family and explain to them and to warn them about the danger? And I said to him something very profound, because it's so true. Trust your gut, trust your spirit. That's what the Bible tells us. And I said, ask those friends, those family, those neighbors, do you feel good about this vaccine? And his answer was, no, they don't feel good about it. So go with your gut. Well, let me ask you again. How's your gut feel about getting storable food? How's your gut feel about getting down the countryside? How's your gut feel about getting guns and ammo to protect yourself? Well, I know what your gut's telling you. We have the best storable food at the highest quality at the lowest prices you're going to find. 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now, or PrepareWithAlex.com. Go with your gut and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, when I tell you this, it is not to say, oh, I'm like a movie star, or oh, I'm famous, this is so much fun. I tell you this because you need to know how awake people are getting so you have some hope. I'm like a gauge in a car, like a probe that's in the radiator to tell you how hot the water is, okay? And or a speedometer telling you how fast the wheels are turning. The average person is not a public figure, which is a big plus. Believe me, it's not fun. It's got some pluses, but a lot of minuses, okay? Your privacy being gone really sucks, even more so than what we see in the surveillance state. And people lie about you. They make stuff up. It's got a lot of negatives. But because I'm well-known, I get to see the reactions of people. And let me tell you, I can be in black neighborhoods, white neighborhoods, Hispanic neighborhoods, poor neighborhoods, rich neighborhoods. I get mobbed everywhere. I've gotten mobbed for a long time. And since Trump got in, I got attacked quite a few times as well. I might shake 100 hands, but then somebody knocked my cup of tea over, pour coffee on me, or spit on me, or say they want to kill me. And then when I told them, F off, they'd start videotaping and say that I assaulted them, that the people would go find their surveillance footage and prove that I got assaulted. So when I tell you this, it's not to brag. It's to let you know. Now, everywhere I go, I mean, if I go in a gas station to buy a bottle of water, it could be an old black man, it could be a guy from India, it could be a white dude. Alex, appreciate what you're doing. Keep it up. We're all Alex Jones now. And you see that trend every week now. We're all Alex Jones. Alex Jones was right. On even Twitter, even though I'm banned from there. And so I was, back there getting a coffee during the break. And or during that John Bound report, and one of my oldest producers been here, John Harmon, been here, I don't know, 18 years. He said, man, he goes everywhere, on the streets and on cyber stuff, all I see is Alex Jones is right. Well, now they're saying Nick Fuentes was right, and Tucker Carlson was right, and Joe Rogan was right. So what I'm saying is these tyrants aren't invincible. They're trying all this intimidation and blackballing people and taking bank accounts and no-fly list, not because they're strong, but because they're weak. Hitler was bad, but he was popular. Joe Biden had to steal the election. Hitler was elected. Stalin had to overthrow another authoritarian monarchy, set up his own communist monarchy, and he called himself the next czar. Told his mother, I am just a new czar. And so we are fighting a classical fight of good versus evil. We promote open American, free market, Renaissance ideas. We're America first. We're under attack. So Nick Fuentes has never gotten more support than he's getting out. That's good. And even a lot of liberals are saying, whoa, this dude didn't call for violence to the Capitol. Why is he on a no-fly list? He went back to a third airline, and people were denying he was on a no-fly list. Even the Democrats have all called for it, and he shot Southwest Airlines admitting, yeah, you're on a no-fly list. TSA says you cannot fly anywhere. That's three airlines. Tucker Carlson covered it last night as well, so he'll be with us till about 45 after.
last segment of this hour, I'm going to hit this huge news where the Texas state law, hiding in plain view, says putting masks on kids and forcing them to wear them is illegal. That's still the damn law. That's coming up. But I want to play a few clips of Chuckie Schumer and others calling for no-fly list after January 6th. And then all over Twitter, they're calling for me to be put on one. And they're celebrating Nick Fuentes being put on one. This is so dangerous because we're all Nick Fuentes now. They'll put everybody on these. That's what the social credit score is. That's what the vaccine passports are. And these fools are going along with it. But a lot of liberals are finally waking up. It's finally gone too far. Even Bill Maher is against the COVID lockdown and admits it's exaggerated fraud and that Democrats think 20 million people died, something 200 million died. Biden says 200 million died in the U.S. 2 million haven't died worldwide. So here's the no-fly list being called for by the leader of the Senate, but then they say Nick Fuentes is making it up. Democrats celebrate Nick Fuentes on a no-fly list, but it's Kafka-esque. They won't tell you why. But then the Democrats say, it's great, we love it, plus you weren't. You understand? That's the double thing. Oh, you deserve it, you little bastard. We hope you go to prison. We hope Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones are put in prison. It's all over Twitter. Top trending, put us in prison. Kill us, murder us, all this. But all it does is bring more attention to what we're doing, you little monsters in your little sick echo chamber. So here's the imaginary. Nobody's being censored. Nobody's being put on no-fly list. 5G doesn't cause cancer. The vaccines work. All of it lies. Here it is.
So we know that many stormed and breached the Capitol just days ago, and then they traveled afar. They were on airplanes, and some were arrested when they arrived at airports. One person was arrested as far away as Hawaii. And there are many examples of travel, and we have seen online, and the authorities have seen online, desires to come back to Washington and to go to other places to cause more trouble and more violence. And there are many examples of this kind of travel. There are many examples of this kind of travel. So, here we are today, and we are concerned about these people getting back on airplanes and doing more violence. And so, he today, ahead of the concern for possible future attacks, and with the law on our side, we are to say that these insurrectionists, many of whom are known to be at large, should not be able to hop on a flight. We are here today because the folks, the people, the insurrectionists who breach the U.S. Capitol fall under the definition of threats to the homeland and should be immediately added to the TSA no-fly list.
I'm not going to play the other congresspeople because we've got Nick Fuentes here, and he's really the man of the hour, the first big domino to fall here. But understand, all the big apparatus of enemy combatants, secret arrest, torture is now us. And then now it's, not just if you went to the Capitol. I mean, if you're convicted and then they think you're going to plan another terror attack, you still have due process. Now people that are under suspicion can't fly. But now Nick Fuentes wasn't even inside. He's on a fly list. This is what they want. This is the control. The real threat to the homeland is Chuckie Schumer, that un-American monster. So I guess they're getting what they want. Nick Fuentes, this is a big national, international story. Right now, give us the latest developments. When we come back, we'll show the footage you shot at a third airline telling you you're on a no-fly list. For those in denial, this is insane. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having me here again today. Well, the latest development is that a lot of people are investigating this and looking into it. I saw that in particular Elijah Schaefer has called the TSA, the DHS, and the FBI, and he's a reporter there at Blaze TV, which is formerly CRTV and Blaze Network. And I guess that he talked to all these different alphabet agencies, and not one of them could confirm or deny my placement on the no-travel list. Every single one of them said, it's confidential information, and we can't share that with you.
So, yeah, that's Kafka-esque. We can't tell you why you're on the secret list.
Right, well, and they can't even tell you that you are on the secret list. I mean, that's the thing. You know, I tried to produce proof yesterday of me being on the no-fly list because some had doubted me. But I actually went out and booked another flight at a different airport with a different airline to a different destination, and they wouldn't let me on that flight, and I filmed it to confirm beyond a reasonable doubt that I am on some kind of a list. But the thing is, even I called the TSA, and I asked the people who refused me boarding on the plane, and they say they can't confirm or deny that I'm on a no-fly list. And I guess this is just the standard procedure. They put you on a list. They don't have to charge you. They don't have to convict you. There's no due process. They don't have to tell you that you're on the list. They just tell you you can't board a plane. And then even then, they can't confirm or deny. I guess it's just up to the imagination. So it is Kafka-esque. And we're in this weird situation where we're in limbo. We have no redress. You know, there's no way to get an appeal on this. You don't even know that you're on a list like this. So it's me, a private citizen, a private individual, going up against the entire bureaucracy, the entire national security apparatus of the United States. And I guess I just got to figure it out now for myself.
Well, I forgot until you got here live with us that my lawyer, he's a famous criminal lawyer, also civil rights lawyer, Norm Pattis, is authorized to practice law all over the United States. He actually wants to represent you, and I think it's for free. We should definitely try to get him on with you today, probably here on air in the last segment, if that works. We're going to go to break and come back with Nick Fuentes. We're going to play the footage, and I'm going to try to give him the floor to talk about what this means to him, where this is going. But didn't go in the Capitol, didn't call for the breach of the Capitol, but because he went all over the country with me calling for election fraud investigation, which is totally normal, they say they want him to never fly again. They're also all over Twitter. We've got some examples we'll show you, calling for him to be put in prison and killed. And that is allowed to stay up on Twitter. So this is very, very dangerous mob psychology, malice, Russian Revolution type crap.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We're going to fix this planet. We're going to fix our country by fixing ourselves first in relationship to God. It's an inside job, like it always is. Nick Fuentes is here, placed on a no-fly list by American, then by Delta. Then he went to Southwest Airlines last night to shoot the video. He wasn't obnoxious about it. He didn't shoot it right in her face, but I think he should probably go back and wear a hidden camera. I know Tucker Carlson and others want to see this footage for themselves. We had a reporter up there right now. We would go with him, but he got it done. He went to a third terminal at the airport at O'Hare, and this is the footage of them confirming what he told us. Here it is. You guys got that double circle on? There you go.
Hey, I'm sorry. Who did you say to talk to down there?
You could try talking to say I'm not. We're not saying that they're going to give you an answer or they have an answer.
But you pointed down there. Who's down there?
There's probably a guy with a blue shirt.
Oh, just like a security guy?
Yeah, but I'm not sure they'll have an answer for you.
Okay.
Okay?
And there's no way I could get on this plane?
No. You cannot allow. They're not letting you fly with Southwest.
With Southwest,
I'm
but
not sure
maybe
about other airlines.
Delta, maybe?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I know that was a TSA number. I'm not sure if you're blocked from all, just a no fly list.
Did they give you a reason?
No.
It's a no fly list, you said?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
All right. They just told me that you're not allowed to fly.
Oh.
Okay? That's all they told me.
Okay. All right, thank you.
So there's the proof. Great job, Nick Fuentes, part of that long day yesterday. And Obama did this to members of Congress, if you remember, to see if he could get away with it. And they were told, you can't find out why you're on it or if you're on it. So Nick, lay out what's happening here, where this is going, what you think should happen. And because obviously it's a test. If Congress doesn't take action, if we don't take action, your civil rights, your rights as a citizen have been raped by a secret agency, a secret process. This is the real terror threat. This is the real evil. My God, this is true tyranny.
Well, yeah, it's the true terror from the government. And, you know, we define terrorism these days in terms of non-state actors or militant groups or something. But we know that in the French Revolution and in the Russian Revolution, the terror comes from the state. And that's what we have right now, is a state of terror. And I talked about this a little bit yesterday when Michael Sherwin, who was handling all the capital charges, went on 60 Minutes. He said it himself explicitly. They were charging the internet celebrities first, in connection with the Capitol, to create a shock and awe effect. And he said that they did that deliberately to intimidate people to not protest. And this is an extension of that. This is an escalation of that. Taking people, like you said earlier, who have not been convicted, people who have not been charged, people who have not even done anything wrong. You know, in my case, I'm somebody who didn't even get inside the Capitol. And the FBI knows that, and the DOJ knows that. They know that because they looked at people's geolocation on their phones, and they looked at all the surveillance footage. If they could place me at the Capitol, they would have by now, and they would have charged me and convicted me. So they know that there was no wrongdoing on my part at the Capitol. Nevertheless, like you said, they went through this shadowy process. Nobody knows how it works. There's no due process. They don't even tell you about it. They put me through the shadowy process where now I'm on some kind of a watch list or a no-fly list. I don't know the half of it, but all I know is that now I can't travel domestically on an airplane. And this is something where, I saw some liberal people and some other people on Twitter saying, well, you know, flying on an airplane is a privilege, not a right. And I'm thinking, a privilege? We're talking about the freedom of movement here. We're talking about the ability to travel across the country in a short and a reasonable amount of time. I mean, what if I wanted to go and visit a friend of mine in Phoenix? What if I wanted to go and, you know, whatever reason, whatever.
What if you had a business arrangement you had to go deal with? What if you had to visit a sick family member? This is absolute internal passports, internal checkpoints, but the borders are wide open, and they give children to people that are child molesters with no background check. This is a defunct, bankrupt, criminal government.
That's right. That's right. And it is internal checkpoints. That's exactly what it is. They're creating sort of this tiered system where you've got some people who have all the rights and privileges, and the laws don't exactly apply, and they don't have to pay their taxes and everything. And we know who that is. You know, Black Lives Matter is out there, and they stormed capitals. They stormed the Iowa State Capitol earlier this month, earlier in April. And I don't think that even got any press coverage, but they could storm that capitol. They don't have the FBI breathing down their necks. And I don't even think they get charged for that. Trump supporters fly out to Washington, D.C. Some of them enter, some of them don't enter. It doesn't matter. Nevertheless, those people are not now allowed to buy firearms. Those people are not allowed to fly on planes. Those people are often the subject of FBI raids, surveillance, investigation. And so what it is now is, if you are a political dissenter, and that's what it is, if you dissent against the American regime, against the Biden government, against the liberal consensus and their ideology, now you are a target and an enemy of the government. And, you know, that happens in Russia, that happens in China, that happens in authoritarian countries, that happens in North Korea, but America was supposed to be different. And I think a lot of people still think that. When we lecture China and Russia about, you know, Alexei Navalny in Russia, or we lecture China about the Uyghurs, there's this perception that here we are rocking in the free world, and they can't handle our freedom over there. They can't handle all our liberty and freedom in Eurasia, where they have to deal with autocratic tyrants, and they have a controlled media and everything. And with each passing day in America, we wake up, and it's more and more like the Soviet Union. It's more and more like China or North Korea. And so they're really losing that moral authority. And the good thing about America is that when they do this, it undermines the foundational sort of ideological core of the country. They're undermining the social contract. And you alluded to this earlier, as they press dissidents, this has a huge capacity to backfire. Because unlike China and unlike Russia, the entire American nation, the entire American project is founded on the social contract of the Constitution. Which
that's right. It's one thing to take Russian peasants or Chinese peasants that have been under slavery for 5,000 years in the case of the Chinese, 300, 400 years in the case of the Russians, great people, but no history of freedom, and to take us, spoiled, rotten, a history of freedom, used to these rights, there's going to be a large portion of people that aren't going to go along. Sure, the little moron, leftist, drug addict, devil worshippers are, but not us. It's not going to go well.
Exactly. Exactly right. The American people, they, through the consent of the governed, because they support the government, that's what gives the government legitimacy. The government's authority rests on two things, and that's their ability to exercise power, which is they have guns, they have the military. So if they want you to do something, they could force you to a gunpoint. The other, and this is foundational, the other main thing is the legitimacy of the government. The government requires people to believe that their authority and their exercise of authority is legitimate. That is the basis of their power, is that they've got the means to compel people, and that people believe that when they compel people, there's legitimacy to that. When the American regime, run by bureaucrats, run by national security apparatus, starts to target political dissenters, specifically the 75 million people that voted for Trump or the thousands of people that rallied on January 6th, you're undermining the legitimacy of the government to rule, undermining its authority. And this is actually a very positive thing. And I think you said this earlier, too. People are recognizing you and they're saying, hey, Alex Jones was right when he was talking about the chemicals in the water and he was talking about people transfusing the blood of younger people. Hey, he seems to be right. More and more people are waking up, and when they see that political dissenters are being targeted, they say the government has no legitimacy, and then people start to open their mind to what needs to happen next.
That's right. Nick Fuentes is here with us. He's on the no-fly list. And when we come back, remember, the Republican ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee, Nunes, said that they are having the CIA spy on Americans to plan to attack us. It's totally illegal. It's totally criminal. We'll come back and talk about that on the other side.
I 1,000,000,000% believe what I'm saying. Hell, everybody knows that. I just tell you what I'm really thinking. People say, Jones, why the hell did you just say that on air? That's embarrassing. Well, I'm not going to stop with only the good stuff about me. But I'll tell you this right now. You're nuts if you don't get storable food. And I've got the biggest, best sponsor with the highest quality food at the lowest price you're going to find. Can you spend triple or four times it and get, like, gourmet stuff that tastes even better? Yeah. Most of the stuff tastes amazing. Some of it tastes okay. The point is it's high quality, it's nutritious, and it lasts a long time. And compared to other competitors, they can't even get close. We've got 3 months, 6 months, year supplies right now. And I twisted their arm so hard to give you 10% off again because you're so conditioned only buying under super sale. We're doing it one more time. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off the entire catalog of My Patriot Supply. Get ready while you still can.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like everyone else, one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace. This is Mr. Romney Wordsworth. In his last 48 hours on Earth, he's a citizen of the state, but will soon have to be eliminated. Because he's built out of flesh, and because he has a mind. Mr. Romney Wordsworth, who will draw his last breaths in the Twilight Zone.
I have been told, and I talked about it earlier last hour, that they are intending to indict Trump. And I know people in the Justice Department that are absolutely saying we live in the Soviet Union. Well, breaking, Biden DOJ raids Rudy Giuliani's Manhattan apartment and office. It's up on InfoWars.com. Federal investigators in the Biden Justice Department, they didn't raid Hunter Biden. They didn't raid Biden for the president for his saying, you know, I told him I'd take $1 billion away unless they dropped the investigation of me in Ukraine, and some of the bitch they did. No, not for all those criminal admissions. Federal investigators in the Biden Justice Department issued a search warrant on Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani's Manhattan apartment and office Wednesday morning. The DOJ employees seized the former NYC mayor's electronic devices in hopes to learn more about any dealings he may have had with Ukraine. Ah. The New York Times broke the story. Prosecutors obtained the warrant as part of an investigation whether Mr. Giuliani broke lobbying laws as Mr. President's personal lawyer. So they're going to try to flip him against Trump just like others. This is incredible, ladies and gentlemen. So there you go. And, of course, Giuliani knows all the secrets about 9/11, you name it, but the globalists don't care. This is about persecution. It's about scorched earth. It's insane. Nick Fuentes put on a no-fly list here in the new Soviet Union, the USSA. I was thinking about Rahm Emanuel, the clips on YouTube where he said 12 years ago, he said, listen, we'll put conservatives on a no-fly list because they're conservative, and if you're on a no-fly list, we'll take your Second Amendment. No judge, no jury. Well, that's kind of like the red flag laws on steroids. Now that's what they're doing with this, and Laura Loomer can't get a gun. No judge, no jury. She's beyond the no-fly list. When she flew back into the United States a month ago, from visiting friends, it was Costa Rica on a vacation, they interrogated her about her political views. She wasn't even at the Capitol or D.C. So this is really, really dangerous. And Congress won't act on the censorship. They won't act on anything. They just sit there dead in the water. Nick Fuentes, why is that?
Well, ultimately, the people that are in Congress aren't facing the same things that we are here on the ground. You know, I think we have to consider that the people in Congress are a part of the American regime. And you take a look at somebody like Liz Cheney in particular and other Republicans in the House and the Senate, these people aren't even conservative in any meaningful way. You might as well just call them Democrats, and you might as well call them all a part of the same globalist regime that are doing these things. Elected, not elected, they're all part of the system. They're all a part of the D.C. cartel. So, you know, actually, those are the last people that I would have expected to be advocates for this kind of stuff, advocates for civil rights. And particularly was interesting after the Capitol situation on January 6th, it was both Republicans and Democrats that condemned the protest and specifically condemned Trump for the aftermath on January 6th. And I think it was very noteworthy that Chuck Schumer said, well, we're putting people on the no-fly list because they were able to fly from somewhere as far away as Hawaii to our Capitol. We're going to put them on the no-fly list. And in other words, it was almost like a vindictive thing because, of course, all the politicians are in D.C., and they were in that Capitol when people started breaking down the doors and the windows and everything. And so it's almost like this petty, vindictive, vengeful thing where they say, oh, you think that you're going to come into the people's house without permission? You think that you can rally outside the Capitol and force our hand at that time challenging the electors on January 6th? Well, we'll show you. You can't buy a firearm. And now you can't get on a plane. Good luck getting to our capital if you can't get on a plane. And so the question is,
and they're
really
doing
becomes,
it outside of law. If someone's convicted of a felony, okay, then they're restricted. But no, not from flying on a plane. Illegal aliens are allowed to come in with kidnapped children, and the FBI just waves it because they're God. This is literally dictatorship of the Democrat bureaucracy.
It is. Well, and that's a very important contrast with what's happening at the border in particular, because, and I pointed this out on Twitter a couple of months ago, at the end of the day, what the people did at the Capitol amounted to trespassing. There were some actions, you know, there was some vandalism, they did assault some police officers, but by and large, there's been over 400 people charged so far, for the most part, and I would challenge anybody to contest this. Almost all those people were charged only for trespassing and obstruction of justice or disorderly conduct. These are misdemeanor charges. What do you call it when a foreigner from Nicaragua or Honduras walks across our border illegally? It's trespassing. The people at the Capitol, the worst crime that they committed, for the most part, was that they were somewhere where it's illegal for them to be. Is that not what all these people from Honduras and El Salvador are doing in our country? But when it comes to people trespassing in the people's house, trespassing in the people's house, you know, and in the Congress, the House of Representatives and the Senate, well, in that case, FBI is going to come and raid your house. They're going to arrest you with 100 marshals with guns pointed at your head. They're going to throw you in solitary confinement while you await trial before you're even convicted. And when you trespass into our country, when you trespass into America at the southern border in some place that doesn't matter to politicians like Texas or New Mexico or Arizona, well, in that case, they put you up at a hotel, literally. And they put you on a plane and they fly you to Michigan and Minnesota and Wisconsin.
And our own employee, Sam Montoya, who went into the Capitol and shot footage, didn't do anything violent. He did it as his own, as a citizen. That's just a fact. I'm not protecting myself because he did it on his own. I would have told him not to, but he didn't commit any crime, in my view. They sent 30 FBI agents and federal marshals to his house in the raid on him. I mean, this is just out of control.
Well, and on that in particular, I saw that story, and it was outrageous because there were other journalists inside the Capitol, too. I remember there was footage that came out. I think it was a Washington Post journalist or New York Times, but somebody was inside the rotunda of the Capitol. One journalist from one of these mainstream publications.
National Geographic, all of them.
Yeah. Well, and this one in particular, he was caught on a hot mic saying, like, wow, I didn't think we'd get in here. Now, to my knowledge, none of these journalists from National Geographic or Washington Post or any of the mainstream media that was involved in this, none of those people got charged. And what that tells you is that it's political. People that are documenting this thing from, if you want to say it's Gateway Pundit or InfoWars, Sam Montoya, people that are not approved by the system, well, those people, they're going to throw the book at them. And those people, they're going to send the marshals to their house, guns pointed at their head, raid their stuff and everything. If you're in the New York Times, well, then you're okay. You make a phone call. Point is, they're all in on the system. The politicians, the media, the bureaucrats, they're all a part of the American regime. It's a big club, and we're not in it.
And by the way, I'm not ignoring what you're saying, Nick. You're absolutely right. I was just talking to Roger Stone about the whole Giuliani thing. So, Roger, I'll call you right back. What do you make of this whole climate? I mean, this is like a Soviet takeover.
It is. It's exactly like a Soviet takeover. And there used to be the pretext in this country. There used to be this facade or this, you know, this premise that this is a free country. This is America. And it's laughable. Even Joe Biden, when he's running for office in 2020, he says, "This is America, man. Come on. We're better than this," or whatever. And it's like, no, we're not better than this. We're really not that much better than Russia. We're not that much better than China. Compare the treatment of Alexei Navalny and the Uyghurs to me and the Trump supporters at the Capitol. Virtually no difference.
Well, and he also told, when he was in office 2 weeks, he also told CNN, he said, oh, let them take over Hong Kong, Taiwan. Let them put the Uyghurs in camps. That's just what China does. We'll be right back with Nick Fuentes and a top lawyer who wants to talk to him. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more.
800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What do you say? Our republic really is ending before our very eyes. Every basic system of freedom is being abolished, is being abandoned, is being thrown overboard. Due process, the right to self-defense, the right to have a border, the right to, as a nation to even exist. The government's giving tens of thousands of dollars to illegal aliens to come here. Democrat jurisdictions are letting them vote. The FBI gives small children, many of them kidnapped, to pedophiles and waive the background checks. I mean, the bottom has fallen out. We're being looted. Nick Fuentes is here with us, constitutional lawyer. Norm Pattis is here. He knows the procedures and process to fight the draconian Soviet Kafkaesque 1984 Orwellian no-fly list that was for the terrorists. Remember, now it's for peaceful journalists like Nick Fuentes and I guess Alex Jones. This is a big test. I mean, we already let all the other tests fail. We already let all the censorship happen and everything else. So now it's like a parrot testing the perch. They'll put their beak on it first and see if it'll hold the weight. And they're getting ready to climb up on top of us even more. We'll talk about ways to redress this. Where are the courts? Where are the states? In a moment, but briefly, we won't be here if you don't fund us, and you have been funding us. I appreciate that. We've got a lot of work needs to be done. Plus, we have products you need. We have Rocket Rest. It's one of the strongest natural sleep aids you're going to find out there. It's got the 5-HTP, 5 milligrams of melatonin, and a bunch of other stuff. It's all natural, very powerful. We have the liquid version of it that also has valerian root down and out. That is, both those products are 40% off, despite the fact they're selling out. They're both new products. People really love them. I want you to get a chance to use them. InfoWarsStore.com. Your immune system needs deep, restful sleep. That's what this does. This is another big part of that equation. The other part is all your vitamins, all your essential minerals. That is in the great product we have that is Vitamin Mineral Fusion, still discounted despite the fact it is selling out, and Winter Sun as well. All those at InfoWarsStore.com and Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. 95% humanoids for your immune system, for your joints, for your inflammation. It is incredible. We haven't had it for months and months. I was off of it. I started gobbling it last week. You can see I've already had my face go down. I've already, you know, lost some inflammation just having this really super powerful turmeric formula from InfoWarsStore.com. So, Nick Fuentes, other points you'd like to add briefly? I want to bring Norm Pattison here. He can question you. He can talk about the law, talk about history some of the time we have and what the redress is. Anything else you'd like to add, Nick Fuentes? You should also tell folks about your excellent nightly news show.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot. So you can check me out at AmericaFirst.live. I do a nightly show Monday through Friday at 8 o'clock Central Time. And I guess I'd just like to add, you know, and I said this on my show last night, too, it's very outrageous that the government has put me on a no-fly list without due process, without committing a crime and everything. But what's a little bit more interesting is that conservatives, I think a lot of them have been even reluctant to say anything about my situation. They've been reluctant to say my name, reluctant to say anything about the fact that I've been put on a no-fly list. And even the ones that do, I've noticed a lot of them say something to the effect of, you know, it doesn't matter what you think of Nick Fuentes or his reprehensible views. I don't agree with him on everything. But, and I'm thinking, we're under attack. We're being crushed under the heel of the federal government and all of their corporate backers, right? The bankers and everything like that. We're being crushed to dust for our political views. And people say, well, I'm not racist, but I think that's a bad thing. I don't agree with this guy, but that's a bad thing. So, I mean, to me, that's almost even more outrageous that I'm put on a no-fly list for my political views, and conservatives won't talk about me being put on a no-fly list for my political views.
Because they're afraid of getting banned themselves. That's how this coward thing works. They pick somebody, they watch people not stand up for them, just like the old Nazi Germany story of the guy that didn't stand up for this group, that group. By the time they got to him, there was nobody left.
Exactly, exactly. And that's just it. It's that old trope of, you know, at first I didn't say anything about this one because I wasn't a groiper. I didn't say anything about Alex Jones because I wasn't an info warrior. And then when they came for you, nobody had anything left to say, right? There was nobody left to say anything. So, and for conservatives in particular, that's very salient because it started with years and years ago, people that nobody really liked. It started with people that were really out there. And now it's President Trump. And now it's people like James O'Keefe and Steven Crowder. You know, in other words, it went from people that a lot of people found distasteful or controversial. And now it's people that are moderate.
Now it's people that are America first. And 20 years ago, you'd be just a moderate Republican. Now you're a super evil person because you don't want to sterilize five-year-olds. Let's bring in Norm Pattison, famous criminal and civil rights lawyer. I know he wants to work with you, so I'll give you his number when you're off in about 10 minutes. Norm, watching this unfold, what do you make of this?
I'm stunned. If I, you know, again, you and I spoke last night. I haven't spoken to Mr. Fuentes. Nice to meet you, Nick. My understanding is that he appeared at an airport and was not permitted to board a plane. So he went to another terminal and was not permitted to board, and then was told he's on a no-fly list. My understanding.
And now he got it on video. He went back to another airline last night at O'Hare, and they said, "No, you're on a no-fly list."
So, and my understanding is he was present in the Capitol on January 6th, but no one is alleged he engaged in criminal behavior. So
he wasn't in the Capitol, he was outside the Capitol.
Okay, he was at the Capitol, but not in the building. So he's exercising his right to petition for redress of grievances and to associate with others on the Capitol under a lawful permit. There is no justification for placing him on the no-fly list. These lists were created in the wake of the September 11th controversy, and they have grown over time. There is something called the terrorist screening database, and it is the aggregation of intelligence service reports that are shared with one central office. And presumably, some some bureaucrat somewhere has made a finding that Mr. Fuentes is a threat to national security or a potential terrorist. Mr. Fuentes has no right to see the report. He has a limited right to challenge this. The law is that the government can hide by neither confirming nor denying his presence on the list, by neither confirming nor denying how.
And by the way, journalists have called and done this and recorded it, and they will neither confirm nor deny.
Well, that's a famous dodge that was once used to hide the identity in the by which the CIA used a submarine to recover a ship to recover, I think the Gomara, to recover parts of a sunken submarine. I believe a Chinese submarine, but I don't recall. But the point is that we have this secret infrastructure that is unchecked and is unreviewable. Now, typically, a person who wants to appeal at their designation on this list has to take their appeal to the D.C. Circuit Courts. There's a statute that limits that. But I'm wondering whether, because this is such a fundamental due process violation, in other words, Mr. Fuentes' liberty interest, his right to travel, has been limited without any due process, without any notice, without any hearing, without a right to review. And the claim is that somehow giving him access to data about himself violates national security. I mean, seriously, is that what we've come to? When I heard this last night, my jaw dropped because I thought, my goodness, Chinese social scorings has arrived in the United States. If you have disapproved views, you're not going to be able to fly. What next? You're not going to be able to get your prescription filled, or you're going to get a little bit of extra tax assessed on your gasoline when you use your credit card. Let's not forget for a moment that enormous sums of electronic data, our digital footprints, are gathered, harvested, and now aggregated and shared with government.
And now we learn it's the post office, and now we learn the airlines on their own are banning people. I mean, we are falling off a cliff of authoritarianism. Norm Pattis, and I'm going to ask Nick this next segment, you as well, what needs to happen? What does the Supreme Court need to do? How the hell do we, because the left didn't want this for Al-Qaeda, and I didn't either because I knew it would be for us. Now it's for Nick Fuentes.
Well, here's an unusual wrinkle. Although the United States Supreme Court has held that interstate ground travel is a liberty interest, a protected liberty interest under the Due Process Clause, no case has thus far held that air travel is a protected liberty interest. So somebody's got to bring that case to the court and press it to the United States Supreme Court and say, look, guys, this is a small country, and at least prior to COVID, there were millions of flights per day.
And that's my next question. So let me ask you this. We're going to do this segment part of the next, but we're almost out of time. What you and Nick need to get together, or if he doesn't use you, another lawyer, what is the action here to create a case to stop this?
Right. So Nick has two options, and whether it's me or not, it doesn't matter. But Nick, talk about this with somebody that you trust and whose advice you can rely on. You should consider filing a notice with the Department of Homeland Security challenging your designation and ask for a hearing. When they ignore that or don't give you a hearing, then you should take an appeal to the District of Columbia Appellate Court, the Federal Circuit Court. There's a statute that says that's the exclusive remedy. Additionally, you should consider filing a lawsuit under something called the Ku Klux Klan Act, 42 United States Code, Section 1983, which gives any person in the United States aggrieved by a statute or the federal government the right to bring an action for money damages and injunctive relief in the federal courts. There was a decision, and I'll tell you where it was. There was a decision in 2013 in Oregon, Latif v. Holder, that was highly critical of the manner in which names were gathered for the no-fly list.
Well, stay there. We got to come back in 2 minutes. But yeah, they're putting 3-year-olds on no-fly list, folks. And then they won't let them fly, and the kids cry when they make a mistake. I mean, it's out of control. It's un-American. It's beyond Soviet. It is a load of crap. We have a tyrannical government that stole the election, that's trying to intimidate us to shut up, and we won't do it. Hour number 3, straight ahead.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you
you want if you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch? We can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.